Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Pennsylvania Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential, and I assure you it's not a sales call. Okay, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or genderqueer, gender-conforming, non-exclusive male? Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year were you born? 1985. Okay. All right, sir, now are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or not?
Hispanic.
Yes, Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
Would that be Mexican-American, American or Chicano, or Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican, or another Hispanic origin?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, okay. All right, sir, and what is your race? You said consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. And what level of school are you currently enrolled in?
I'm done school now, but I did it high school level.
Okay, high school graduate with a diploma or equivalent, right? Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means there's some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power.
I don't even know, for real, because I don't know about politics that much to really say how much power my vote has, but, I mean, I can't really say it.
Give me a number, just, you know, in your mind, thinking how much power your vote has? From 0 to 10?
I'll say 0, for real. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, I mean, we vote, but these people control everything at the end of the day, so. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Pretty dissatisfied. I mean,
would that be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very much dissatisfied. I mean,
okay.
All the stuff going on. I don't like it.
Okay. Please rate me your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you do not feel, you know, particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. Okay. The first one would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Very cold and unfavorable, or very warm and favorable, from 0 to 10?
Yeah, he was considered very favorable. He was very favorable.
So what number would you give him from 0 to 10? Like, give him a grade, you know, from 0 to 10.
See, that's the thing. I don't really know. Once again, I don't know about politics too much. But, I mean, from history, I mean, they say he was very favorable. I mean, he was assassinated.
No, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's running for president. Yes, sir. He's another Robert F. Now.
Oh, okay. Now I haven't looked into him then.
He's running for president.
I don't know. See, sorry about that. I don't know that guy. I don't know anything.
Well,
about
I have 5. It's neutral. I mean, you can go neutral if you want to, but, you know, it's up to you. If you don't know him or you don't have an opinion, Neutral is like, you know, means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, you know, not unfavorable or unfavorable.
Yeah. I mean, five, I guess, because...
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
What about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
Donald Trump, I would say Donald Trump, yeah. I mean, I trust him. I mean...
What number would you give him? What number would you, from 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
10. Okay. What about the Republican Party as a whole?
The Republican Party as a whole? I don't even know. Because I don't know them too much either. But, I mean, we do live in a republic, right?
Okay. With I mean, you, like I said, five is neutral. I mean, you can go neutral or you can give me a number from 0 to 10, you know, depending how you feel about them.
I guess kind of neutral. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
okay. All right. What about the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I don't like the Democratic Party really.
Okay.
I don't like what they have done, especially Obama.
What number would you give him from 0 to? Remember, 0 is very cold and unfavorable, but you can, you know, any number from 0 to 10.
So 0. Sheesh.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
What number would you give Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, 0. Harris, man.
And Senator Bob Casey Jr.
Senator Bob Casey Jr. I don't know much about him either.
Okay, so never heard about him. Okay.
Yeah. I know Biden. I heard of Biden, but.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or, you know, another independent third party or undecided, or would vote for another political? Trump, okay? Donald Trump,
yeah.
Republican. I'm sure I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, you know, to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
See, that I don't know neither. I would have to look into it because I really don't know neither. But if you had to choose,
would you vote for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, or who would you lean towards at this time? Would you lean towards a Democratic or a Republican?
Probably Republican, honestly. I mean,
okay, lean towards.
I don't trust Democrats at this point.
Okay, and which of the following? Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect, okay? The statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections, how I have the power to make changes on issues that are important to me in everyday life. And the statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, you know, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one would you agree with, for A or B?
A or B, what do you mean?
Okay, statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to, you know, to my everyday life. Statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, you know, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Well, I would say it's like 50-50. I don't know. It could affect you and it could not. I mean,
okay, would that be okay? Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Or statement B, much more.
Let's just say it would affect. Let's just say it would, just to be safe.
Okay, I'm coming. So a statement A, right? That one would affect.
Yeah,
that's how the power to. That'll be somewhat or much more. A.
Yeah, I would say eight. I mean, it would have the power, like, honestly, because if whoever you give the power to, that's who has the power, so.
All right, sir, and which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide no solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could work in the future, you know, could in the future. And the last one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one do you agree the most with, first, second, and third?
So if I think it's going to change or if it's not going to change, what does it mean?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's the way, you know, that's how you feel. The first one says our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The first one, honestly, because honestly, right, if anyone wanted to really make the world better, right, there would be no competition. There would be no left and there would be no right. You understand?
Okay.
There would just be people just trying to do the right thing. You know what I mean? And that's the problem.
Sorry, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet. Would that be positive or negative?
The future of the planet? I mean, the future of the planet, I don't know really for sure, man.
In your opinion, planet, what do you think? You think the future of the planet is positive or negative, in your opinion?
In my opinion, positive or negative, the future of the planet. Man, that's a hard one to think about. I mean, I don't know. Let's just say positive because, I mean.
Okay.
All right, sir.
What about your own future? You think it's positive or negative?
Mine is positive.
Okay. And the future of the country, do you think it's positive or negative?
The future of the country? No, the future, I think it would be positive.
Okay. I mean, all right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. You know, from your most recent voting experience in November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been about the same, honestly. I mean,
okay. Are you thinking about the upcoming election in 2024? Please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election. You may select up to two answers, okay? Because voting doesn't change things, you know, that matter to me. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me, you know, and people like me to vote, or I don't have the time to vote, or none of the above.
These are the reasons
why you might not vote in the upcoming election, okay? Because of voting doesn't change things like matter to you. You know, I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates. It's too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or I don't have the time to vote, or none of the above.
Um, I would say what is it again? What would be the reason
that would be, you know, best reason why you might not vote, you know, in the coming elections?
Oh, best reason why I might not vote.
Yes, sir. Might not vote.
Might not vote. I mean, it might not vote. Maybe if they make it too difficult. I mean,
The one about being difficult. It's too difficult for me to vote. All right. You can select another one too. You can select two if you want to select another one. Don't have the time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me to vote, you know, and people like me to vote, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Don't like any of the candidates. Don't know enough about the candidates, and because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
I guess people would vote because they feel like it's not going to make a difference. I mean,
Okay, so that one, right? Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter?
Yeah, kind of. I mean.
Okay, that one? All right. All right, sir. And who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please, and so you can select all that apply. Okay, would that be racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or all politicians, or none of the above?
Who is trying to make it harder
for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Would that be racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or all politicians, or none of the above?
Honestly, I would say Democrats.
Democrats, okay. All right. All right, sir. Below is a list of potential threats, you know, to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe, you know, that each threat could happen in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means, you know, that you believe that threat is near certainly to happen, 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you don't believe that threat will recently, you know, certainly not happen. Here's the first one. Given the president the power to deploy, you know, the military against protesters, any demonstrations against the government, and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, would you say threat will continue and not happen? Not sure, or you think that, you know, that threat is near certainly to happen from 0 to 10? What number would you give it?
Free speech, you talking about?
Yes, sir. Anything that demonstrations, you know, any demonstration against the government.
Any demonstration against the government, free speech.
Yes, sir. Effect criminalizing, you know, constitutional, you know, protective free speech. You think that will happen or not? Won't happen from 0 to 10.
So is all right. So basically, is free speech not protected?
Well, you know, if they given the president the power, you know, to deploy the military against protesters, you think that will happen or would not?
Yeah, I think that will happen.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, I think it's very possible. I mean, I would say 0 to 10, I'd probably say 8.
8. Okay, what about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out, you know, food and water to voters standing on long lines to vote?
What are the possibilities of them being arrested?
Yes, sir. You think that threat will happen or will not happen?
I don't know.
What would be the chances from 0 to 10?
0 to 10. Man, I really can't say that. I don't know.
Well, number 5 is not sure, so if you give me a 5, it's like not sure. You're not sure, okay?
Yeah, you say 5.
Okay. All right, what about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors, you know, or trying to correct minor voting errors? You think that threat will certainly not happen or will happen from 0 to 10?
Trying to commit minor failures?
No, just sending voters to jail, you know, just for minor voting errors.
I don't think that's going to happen.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
Let's just say 5 because I don't know.
5. Okay. What about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
What are the chances of that?
Yes, from 0 to 10. What do you think? You think that threat will certainly not happen, or threat is near certainly to happen, or not sure?
Not sure.
Okay, sir. What about having armed, you know, vigilance, you know, guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote?
No, I don't think that's good.
What do you think? Do you think that will happen or would not happen from 0 to 10, sir?
I don't know. I mean, 5.
Five. Okay. What about, all right, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity, you know, as president, even if those things were illegal? You think that threat will not happen? Will not sure, or the threat near certainly to happen? The preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
I mean, that pretty happens already.
Even if it happened, yes. You think they were, you know, even if they were illegal, you think that would happen or not happen?
Would they get away with it even if it's illegal?
Yes, yes.
I would say they would get away with it.
Okay, so will certain not happen or will certain, what number would you give from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, 8, let's say 8, I guess.
8. Okay, what about allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests, you know, to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
I don't know.
Threat will certainly happen or not sure, or threat is near certainly to happen?
I'm not sure.
Okay, not sure. Okay, and the last one says, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Just creating a state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
Yes, sir. Do you think that will not happen or not sure, or you think that threat is near certainly to happen?
Near certainly to happen.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, 10. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and skip one. Let me see which one I skip. Okay, there's one that I skipped. Let me see, 1, 2. Okay, this one, restructuring the, you know, Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. You said, on this one, what did you tell me? Will certainly not happen or not sure, or threat is nearly to happen?
Threat again, or what? Is that correct?
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I don't know.
Not sure, or what do you think from 0 to 10?
Not sure.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Would you say it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
It's always been a problem in America. I mean,
but with you, you think it's a big problem to you, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
All right, well, the racist problem?
Yes.
I think it's always a big problem.
Big problem, okay. All right, sir, and have you anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally, you experienced some. You know someone or no, not experienced?
Yeah.
You or someone you know?
No, me, I experienced it.
Okay. All right, sir, here's a list of statements about values, you know, that some people might have, you know. On a scale from 0 to 10, where please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select anything from 0 to 10, okay? Every American wants to have a say in the, you know, in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, communities, and country. Would you strongly agree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
0 to 10 or what?
Yes, that you agree or disagree with the statement. Every American wants to have a say, you know, in the people and policies that determine the future of our families, community, and country.
Yeah, everyone wants to have a say.
What number would you say? How much it was?
10. Okay,
most of us want, you know, the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. Agree or disagree? What number?
I agree. 10.
Okay, whether our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide, you know, for our families. Disagree or strongly agree?
Not most of us, no.
What number would you say from 0 to 10? Remember, 5 is neither agree or nor disagree. But you can use any
5.
Number.
I would say 5.
Okay. Brian, the last one says, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and, you know, and equity are for all.
I would say, it's a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey, okay? I really appreciate your time and help, okay? I only have maybe a couple more minutes to go, and we should be done with this survey. Okay, here's a list of actions, you know, that people might take to participate, you know, in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2 choices, okay? The first one say calling, writing, emailing local politicians, boycotting company, signing petitions, volunteering for local organization in my community, engaging in direct action, boycotting, okay, boycotting.
Yeah, boycotting, yeah.
What about voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in state and local actions, elections such as governor or mayor, marching in a protest, or talking to friends and family about politics?
Voting for state and local. But honestly, talking to friends and family for politics, honestly, because it starts with making people aware.
Oh, okay. For them too, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make positive impact, you know, on the issues that you care about? Please rate me that amount from, you know, that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5, just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'll just say 0, man.
0, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, and one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party, or maybe undecided, or?
Donald Trump,
okay. And yeah. Which of the following are the more, you know, are you more concerned about? Joe Biden age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump criminal charges and threats to democracy?
I'm more concerned about, what's his name, Joe Biden. I mean, he should have never
Joe
been
Biden.
In power. Yeah, he should have never been, he's been in politics for so long, and people think he's going to come and change something. That man's
okay,
been in politics.
If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
I would never vote for Kamala Harris in my life. I would never vote for her.
So who would you vote? Donald Trump?
Of course, Donald Trump. I would never vote for Kamala.
All right. Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Well, parties what?
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Well, I would say a republic because, America is a republic.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not as strong.
Okay.
I'll take it too serious.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Nah, nothing, man, because I don't really know nothing about that, honestly. I mean, like I said, when it comes to politics, I don't, all this stuff right here is just like kind of wasting my time, honestly. I mean, I see why you guys do it, though, but I mean...
Yes, sir. I mean, your opinion counts because, you know, they want, you know, that's what service about, the way you think, you know, and that's how they do the service, you know, it's they want to know your opinion, sir.
I understand, but the people that have patience to sit through this, I mean, honestly, I would have hung up on you 5 minutes, 20 minutes ago. I mean, this is like a waste of time for me. Like, I mean, I got, everybody has a life, so like everybody has
okay.
stuff
yes,
going
sir,
on.
Yes, sir. But we're pretty much done. Okay, this is just like the last, you know, few questions for a statistical purpose. So, would you consider yourself liberal, somewhat liberal, maybe moderate, somewhat conservative,
none of that.
I
can't really say because I really don't know nothing about that. And I mean, once again, like I said, man, it's been 33 minutes. You had me on the phone, man. It's been a half hour, like.
I know we're done, sir. This is just like, you know, personal questions about you, you know, the last of the survey.
yeah. Last of the survey,
when you come up to
40 minutes of my time.
To politics.
Like I said, I can't say, bro. I can't say. I really can't say because all that, are you conservative? Are you this? I think that's all bullshit, man. Honestly. If anything, write down that, I mean, it's just simple. Fix things. Come together and fix things. Democrat, Republic, all that shit's bullshit. Man, it's simple. Fix things. You know what's wrong? Fix it. It doesn't matter what party you're from or what party you want to be from.
But,
what party
liberal or not liberal?
I don't know what you mean liberal. I don't know what you mean by liberal, not liberal, or half liberal, or I don't know. I don't understand none of that shit. honestly, it is what it is at this point. I mean, I wouldn't vote for the Democrats. The Democrats never do what they say they're going to do. Other than that, I can't tell you. I can't really go into detail. I don't know, man. All these questions is just, it's pointless. I mean, I hear
okay.
you. At this point, I just want to get off the phone at this point, man. It's almost been 40 minutes you had me on the phone. I got stuff
all right,
to do,
sir. Well, I mean, we're pretty much done with this survey, you know, but I can't go forward if you won't tell me if you're liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative.
I don't even know the meaning of that. So, I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm something that I don't understand. So,
okay.
Most of the stuff that you're telling me, I don't understand really anyway, to begin with.
Okay.
I would say everybody everybody when it comes to politics in America is like that, especially Hispanics, especially, foreigners. Probably some foreigners probably know more than Americans, but honestly, the people that are more ignorant about politics are the Americans.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, sir. Well, that's no problem. I think we're pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? And I appreciate your help.
Yeah,
and thank you for your time, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.